Thank you for downloading the MUFG FX podcast. This week's episode is hosted by Derek Halpeny.
So, once again, we've reached a crucial point in the Brexit negotiations and the summit taking place today and tomorrow could well result in a deal being reached, or certainly the sounds coming from Brussels would suggest a deal is very close. French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire said this morning that we are not far from a deal. So we are anticipating, certainly whether it's right now in the next 48 hours or whether it's over the next couple of weeks, we certainly feel there's good grounds to be confident that a deal will be done. Definitely at this point, the market focus is slowly now beginning to shift to not necessarily the uncertainty in relation to the negotiations between Brussels and London, but more significantly, the parliamentary numbers in terms of getting the deal that Theresa May comes back with through Parliament. And we see three key points or three key elements of uncertainty that the financial markets will now be focusing on in relation to getting this legislation through Parliament over the next couple of months. Firstly, of course, it's the ERG, the Economic Research Group, led by Jacob Rees-Mogg. And certainly it looks like the numbers that were suggested not so long ago in terms of the potential opposition from hard Brexiteers in the ERG may not be as significant as once reported. So certainly numbers were being bandied about in the region of perhaps 80 Tory rebels who were willing to vote down a Brexit deal that included a customs union, and certainly a customs union with no time limit in relation to the backstop beyond the transition period. But certainly comments of late suggests that the numbers there may be a lot smaller than the 80 that was originally reported. And certainly from our own analysis, we've cross-checked a list of 80 with the 62 names that signed a letter to Theresa May on the 16th of February, and we come up with a figure of around 35 names in terms of the potential rebellion figure. And that is consistent with some comments that we've had, for example, from David Davis, who mentioned in September a figure of between 30 and 40 who would be willing to vote against a Brexit deal, including a customs union. So that is in or around a figure that we can assume for the moment, 30 to 40. Then the second issue is the rebellion the other way. And that is, of course, from the Labour Party and those within the Labour Party who could vote against what we think will definitely be the official policy stance of voting down the Brexit deal. And again, the history here suggests that there could be a fairly substantial number. Certainly if you look at the rebellion in the Labour Party of those who voted in favour of the Lords' amendments for the UK to remain in the EEA, we had 74 Labour MPs vote in favour of that, i.e. rebelling against the Labour Party and leaning towards a softer form of Brexit. Now, perhaps the figure in terms of rebelling against the rejection of a Brexit deal that comes back from Brussels over the next couple of weeks could be smaller than that, but I think it's reasonable to assume that the figure of rebellion within the Labour Party could well be similar to the ERG hard Brexit element within the Tory party that could vote against. So we see the potential here for certainly a deal that comes back as being a deal that potentially gets through Parliament, given the fact that we think the Labour rebellion in favour of the deal would pretty much offset the ERG rebellion against the deal. The third issue, and perhaps the one where we see the greatest risk of domestic political instability, comes from the DUP, of course. And again, we need to know the precise details of the deal that comes back, but if there is a regulatory border in relation to the backstop down the Irish Sea that is perceived as weakening the union of the United Kingdom, then it's pretty likely that the DUP could well pull out of its current confidence and supply deal with the Tory government. That means then that the government would be in minority. And of course, we do have a crucial vote coming up on the 29th of October with the budget being presented to Parliament by Chancellor Hammond. Now, in normal circumstances, a voting down of the budget would be an immediate confidence vote that could ultimately threaten the survival of the government and prompt a new general election. But of course, now in this fixed term Parliament, that is not necessarily the case. And indeed, Prime Minister May and the government have suggested that voting down the budget would not result in a confidence vote. Therefore, we're in a situation where we could have the finance bill not being voted through. And we think that certainly is an element of uncertainty in relation to the government going forward. Even though it's not a confidence vote, even though it doesn't prompt a general election, our understanding is that a finance bill needs to be legislated for in order for the government to run its day-to-day functioning of collecting taxes. And therefore, some deal or some compromise would be required at some point going forward. So those are, in our view, the three key issues. We think the Brexit deal getting through Parliament is definitely achievable. Our greater concern is in relation to the DUP. Now, perhaps what we're seeing at the moment with this potential delay of a formal deal being announced between Brussels and London is that this could be delayed until beyond the budget on the 29th of October, in the hope that the budget is legislated for, and then in the aftermath of that, we get some movement in relation to the agreement between Brussels and London. So implications for FX in all of this, you know, the pound is holding up very, very well at the moment. Our conclusion is that the domestic political situation, and in particular the DUP uncertainty, is reason to be continue to be cautious in relation to upside potential over the short term. And we still see some downside risks over the short term. But if the DUP situation is sorted, if there's a compromise, or if there's an element in this new deal that is enough for the DUP to maintain its support of the government, then we do see a notable potential pound rally versus the dollar into the end of the year. For more detail on this topic, myself and my research colleagues have just written and released a special FX focus piece.
Visit www.mufgemea.com for more insights from our global markets research team. You can also subscribe to this podcast via iTunes.